A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like their teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother or sister's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother or sister, "Brother, sister, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will clearly see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother or sister's eye. Being a priest is a great blessing, especially for me, since I am considered to be a shy extrovert. I love talking to people, yet shy to introduce myself. But since I am a priest, people introduce themselves. They make it very easy for me. But then comes the difficult part of my job. They think I am holy, that I can give good advice, and I know that I am not holy or wise. I am very much in danger of noticing the splinter in someone else's eyes without revealing the great wooden beam in my own. It is easy to carry on with the pretense that I can give advice because I am all wise and knowing with no faults. That is simply not true and leads to hypocrisy. I have noticed something with the sacrament of reconciliation that has helped me. When people come to me revealing their sins, I have had to get into the habit of saying, "That's me too." I cannot honestly say anything else. But having said that, it also gives me the opportunity to say, "Have you tried doing this or saying that? It has worked for me." Henry Nouwen's famous book, The Wounded Healer, indicates the best of all pastoral roles. If we speak from on high, we are going to fall, or someone who knows us will reveal us as hypocrites. But if we speak as a fellow sinner, we are more trustworthy and honest. Not only does this work for priests, but I believe it works for many other people too, especially parents and teachers. Our children know us too well. Our families know us too well. When we catch them out, it is usually because we too have been caught before. We might as well admit it. This wisdom of Jesus today is great advice.